WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today we're diving deep into something super powerful, something that can literally change your life, the power of forgiveness. Now, I know what you might be thinking, forgiveness. Isn't that just for saints or Hallmark movies? Nope, my friends. Forgiveness is a superpower, and it's available to all of us. Think about it. Ever felt stuck in a loop of anger, resentment, or bitterness? Like a knot in your stomach that refuses to loosen? That's what those unresolved emotional wounds can feel like. They drag you down, drain your energy, and keep you from truly moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing yourself from the prison of those feelings. It's about choosing to heal, to grow, and to free yourself from the weight of the past. So, how do we tap into this superpower? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you start your journey. 1. Understand forgiveness is for you. This isn't about giving someone a free pass or saying their actions were okay. It's about taking back your power. Holding on to anger and resentment keeps you tethered to the pain. Forgiveness allows you to detach, to move on, and to reclaim your emotional well-being. 2. Recognize the ripple effect. You know how one small action can cause a chain reaction? Well, holding on to grudges has that same effect. It impacts not just your mental and emotional health, but also your relationships with others, and even your physical well-being. Forgiveness is like breaking the chain, allowing positive energy to flow freely again. 3. Start small. Forgiveness isn't always a grand gesture. It can be a series of small, intentional choices. Start by acknowledging the hurt, even if it feels uncomfortable. Then practice empathy. Try to understand the situation from the other person's perspective. Remember, we all make mistakes. 4. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness doesn't require an apology or reconciliation. And once see, sometimes the most powerful act of forgiveness is simply letting go of the need for something in return. It's about releasing yourself from the expectation that someone else needs to change or fix things. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. There will be ups and downs, moments of resistance, and even setbacks. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your progress, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. You ever feel like you're carrying around this heavy backpack filled with old hurts and grudges? It can be exhausting. Imagine shedding that weight, the lightness, the sense of freedom, the ability to truly move forward. That's what forgiveness offers. It's not about forgetting, it's about letting go, healing, and creating space for joy and growth. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, a woman who carried around years of resentment towards her former best friend after a bitter falling out. She replayed every hurtful word, every unfair action, over and over in her mind. It was like a constant loop of negativity that kept her stuck in the past. But one day, she decided to try something different. She started practicing empathy, trying to understand what might have been going on in her friend's life. Slowly but surely, the anger began to fade, replaced by a sense of understanding and compassion. Sarah realized that holding on to the grudge was hurting her far more than anyone else. By letting go, she freed herself from the prison of pain, and finally allowed herself to heal. So there you have it. Forgiveness isn't about weakness. It's about strength, resilience, and choosing love over hate. It's a powerful tool that can transform your life, allowing you to break free from the shackles of the past and step into a brighter future. Ready to unleash the power of forgiveness? I know you got this. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Every moment is an opportunity to choose healing and growth. Go out there and forgive yourself, others, and even those situations that seem impossible to let go of. Trust me, your heart, your mind, and your entire being will thank you for it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of forgiveness magic. Until next time, stay positive, stay empowered, and keep chasing that dopamine reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.